Old siding off.
Helping you watch your money. The Wall Street Journal Report. Each morning live at 5:50, 8:25, and 9:30. Only on AM 1500 KSTP.
As we are back. Now, I recently saw an article with something I didn't know existed called Wallyball. It's exercise, so it'd be foreign to most of you.
Right.
Quit looking at me. Knock it off.
You'd collapse in about 4 seconds out on
You know
this.
What? I bet you I do more strenuous work than Mr. Coles does.
That's not saying
not
much.
Including, you know,
want to hang your hat on that.
The daily pounding.
Okay, so you don't want to include all exercise. You want to cheat. That's fine.
What now, Jay do besides pick up the newspaper?
With this, it's been around a while. I think it was born in California, but we'll find out. Mark Foreman joins us. He is in one of these volleyball leagues, and on a cold January night in Columbia Heights, he's inside where it's nice and warm and getting some exercise. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. You just plugged my brother. My name is Steve Foreman.
Well, they put the wrong thing up on the screen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I put the wrong name up.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
But he's in this league with you, too.
Yeah, he does. I have a bunch of brothers that do play. We have it's a family sport.
Wait, you're Steve. We talked about Mark, and I'm reading here about Scott.
Exactly. They're both my brothers, unfortunately.
All right. Well, we got it. It's Foreman family, though.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Now, what is volleyball?
Volleyball, basically, it's the same concept as volleyball, but you play on a racquetball court, and you play with a rubber. It's a rubberized volleyball, basically. It's a rubber ball, and you hit off of concrete walls. So the ball is traveling much faster than in a volleyball game. And you can only use one wall, so that kind of cuts down on the caroms. Because you can, if you use more than one wall, or that ball will be flying all over the place.
Right. So, not unlike racquetball, where you can use all the walls.
Exactly. Exactly. You play either a 2, 3, or 4 on a side, and there's different divisions that you can play on depending on how much exercise you want to get or your ability. So, you guys could play too. I mean, just go in there and hit the ball around and. If you decide after a couple of volleys you didn't want to play anymore, you could walk out and go have an adult beverage or something.
Now, that sounds good.
How do you do this with scoring? I mean, what's the game go to?
It goes to either 15, 18, or 21. And you can either play that you must serve to get a point, or there's a point scored on every serve. So if you do not, if the other team hits the ball down your side, they get the point and they get the ball to serve.
And how many people are in your league? How many teams do you have?
Well, at Central Courts where we play, our league is 6 teams up there, so we have 24 people. But there are many, many leagues throughout the whole United States. In Minnesota, there's probably 2,000 or 3,000 players that I know of personally.
Is the ball the same? Like, is it like a volleyball or is it smaller?
It's the same size.
Okay,
but it's made out of rubber.
Oh, okay. So it's no. Is there air in it, or is it just a rubber ball?
It's inflated to about 3 pounds of pressure, so it's actually it's soft. But if you were to take a rubber ball the size of a volleyball and you throw it at somebody about 60 miles an hour, you would know that the ball is different.
Wow, that's it does travel that fast when you guys get going with this, and I'm sure obviously the people in the league enjoy this. Do you feel you get a much better workout maybe than doing something else?
Yeah, you do. There's a lot of twisting. You're constantly moving because the court area is so small, and the direction of the ball can vary, and you can spin it off the walls, and you're constantly moving.
Okay. Can I get hurt playing this game?
You can get hurt walking in the refrigerator.
You can get hurt getting off of your sofa to go to the refrigerator.
Yeah,
right.
I do that sometimes.
But at least I'm really motivated when I'm doing that.
Yes. With any sport, you can get hurt. There are certain precautions. We advise knee pads and maybe an ankle support or something to play the sport.
Well, he already has the knee pad, so then there's no expense there. Now, Steve, if folks want to maybe try this out, you give them a little demonstration, have them come over to the club and look into it?
They can either come to our club or we will go to their club, whatever is more convenient for them. We do travel throughout the Midwest and give demonstrations. There's also just a video on our website if people want to just check out the video.
And you have the website. What is that?
It is www.wally.ball.net. And Wally is spelled without an E. It's W-A-L-L-Y.
All right. Well, we'll put that up on our webpage so folks can link off to it. But sounds like a lot of fun. I know people that still play racquetball, they enjoy that. And this is a fast-paced game that you probably just blow through in no time.
Yes, you can. Usually a game takes about 15 minutes. If you go to league play, you usually play about 8 or 9 games. If you go to a tournament, you can play up to 25 games in a day. So it's an extreme workout at tournaments.
Well, Willie's got a lot of interest in this. He seems like he wants to try it. So where does he have to go to do this?
I can come to any club that's by your area. Oh. I mean, wherever you live, or you can come to Central Courts up in Columbia Heights.
There you go. So.
My calendar's kind of full up.
Oh, I thought, thought you wanted to try it.
There's nobody here that, when it comes to athletics, there's nobody on this program that has any business being around that name.
We all should go and try it out, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
if
they have
a team going. Yeah.
Yeah. If Willie goes, I'm going.
Just to see the fat bastards.
Yeah. Hey, we all ought to go one evening. Yeah.
And this,
all of a sudden, Willie's backtracking.
Now Steve, this from the 60, what, 7 now? Are you or 8? He's in more shape than any of the rest of us, half his age.
No, I got 2 hips.
2 fake hips.
He is still young compared to some of our players.
Really?
Some players are playing in their 70s.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
We ought to go try this.
Well, Steve,
yeah,
we appreciate
I'd go if Willie goes.
The time this morning. And again, give us the website.
It is www.wally.ball.net.
All right, we'll link that off the AM1500 KSTP website on the Willie and Jay page. And thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
All right, it is now 8:41. We'll come back.
I can promise you I won't be there.
No, I know.
Have fun, fellas.
We'll come back, and Aaron Katursky is going to join us on this decision to prosecute with the death penalty these 9/11 masterminds, some of the ones that we got in prison already, and we'll take a look at that up around the corner. Kenny's back with real-time traffic and a forecast next on AM1500 KSTP.
Information for the commute that'll have you moving again. Real-time traffic with Kenny Olson, all morning long with Willie and Jay on AM1500 KSTP.
8:46, and Kenny's got the latest look at your morning ride into work.